He died for you. He died for me. From our sin, He set us free. He loved us so. His life He gave. So if we ask, we can be saved.
Hello, I'm Rick Hurtless, founder of His Gospel Power, and it is exciting times that we are living in. If you are watching the news, if you're a Christian, then you should be excited. If you are fearful, if you are scared, then you need to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Read His Word, and then you will understand that these times must come so that He can come and that we can be with Him throughout eternity. Thank you so much for joining with our broadcast. I want to offer you an invitation to go to my website, hisgospelpower.org. That's hisgospelpower.org. But I would like to give you more training if you would like to get that. All you have to do is fill out your email on the front page there, and there's more training. I will put you on my email list. I will continuously be able to send you things, keep you updated on our ministry as we grow and as we minister to the world and minister to the lost around the world. I am so excited that you join with our ministry. And now let's hear this week's message. We're going to talk about Halloween. We're going to talk about holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Remember that song? As we're coming down and we're singing that song, preparing for the tithes and offerings. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And we sing that song so flip. We throw it out there to where it's even flip in our hearts and in our minds. We've forgotten what that means. Holy, holy, holy. We have forgotten what the word holy means. You see, holy in the American culture is a bad word. No one wants to hear that word holy. Why? Well, because that means we can't have any fun anymore. I have been told myself that I do not allow any fun stuff in this church. I didn't hear many amens about that. You see, if that's what your mind is thinking, if that's what you're thinking, that nothing fun is allowed, then you need to begin to understand the power of the Holy God that resides in you. You see, He lives there. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the power of a Holy God lives inside your heart. And let me tell you something. That frees up more fun than the world can shake a stick at in their whole entire lifetime. It frees up your soul. It frees up the opportunity for you to do a little dance, to get excited for God. You know that David did a dance before the Lord. He was rebuked by his wife for doing a dance before the Lord. Because he was excited, but instead, what we are today as American Christians is that we are happy to follow the fun of the world. You know, that fun. You remember that fun stuff? That where you get going, you drink all night, and you get stone drunk, and you wake up and you got 3 days worth of hangover. Remember that one? Or maybe the one where you're so fun that night that you got strung up on drugs and you get to wake up in a nice place with a nice cot, got a nice little toilet. It's your own room. Nice little toilet in the corner. Maybe it's your own room. Sometimes you might be sharing it with another nice person. Got these nice bars on the window. Remember that fun? What about that other fun where you get to go running around on your wife with all these other women you didn't know about, and it tears apart your family and it sends your kids aside? What about all that fun of the world? See, that's what the world's calling fun.
That's fun. Instead, God has given us the freedom to know of eternal salvation in His glory. David and Gwen and me and Francis went out the other night. We went to Red Lobster. We didn't wake up with a hangover or anything. We ate a little too much because we got all that shrimp you can eat. But that's another story. You see, we stepped out and we still had a little bit of fun. Fun of the Christian life is something that we shirk because we still want one foot in the world. If you could see, there's not a step here. You see, when you got one foot in the world here, you're getting dangerously close to falling all the way down into the hole. Instead of one, you need both feet on solid ground. God sent His Son, our holy God, because we cannot approach our holy God. Because holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, and He is unapproachable by sinful human beings. So instead of God wiping us out because of all of our fun, He said, I'm going to send my Son, and I'm going to cover you in His blood, and you are going to be able to stand before me white and clean. At a church I went to a long time ago, we used to have a New Year's Eve service. Church service all night. Boy, that's pretty boring. That's just boring. Man, you don't get any of that fun. You don't get to go out and get sloppy drunk with the rest of those people and worry about getting run over. We were in church service all night. Let me tell you something. That was an exciting time in Jesus as we praised God, bringing in the new year. As we sang songs, as we lifted up the Lord, it was really a great time. And if you've never experienced that, you don't know that that's fun. But it was a freeing kind of fun, a powerful type of fun that the Lord brought us through as we went. And you know what? At midnight, we still were able to go and have breakfast. We all went downstairs and had breakfast at this church. It was a fun time at the being Jesus. We are about to head into a night, a holiday. Well, the funny thing about it is holiday is the word holiday is from the old English word meaning holy day. And there's nothing holy about the Halloween that we celebrate as Americans. There's absolutely nothing holy about the day. Has God changed? Has our holy God changed? And now He's not so holy, and He doesn't mind if we dress up like Frankenstein and vampires and all of the evil things that go in the world. Has He changed? He doesn't mind that any longer. I'm sure I can, if you'll visualize it here for just a second, you can probably even see that Jesus would be dressed with a vampire suit right with us. You could just see that, couldn't you? Maybe He would be dressed as the angel of death. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one He would do. Can't just picture it. Jesus standing right here. He has to throw off His white robes for one night because He's going to be the angel of death. But wait a minute, Rick. I'm not Jesus. You know what? Jesus lives in you if you know Him as your Savior. You are a Christian. Christian means Christ. Like, that means I am like Christ. When someone sees you, they are looking to you for support in this world that is going to hell, literally. This night that we celebrate, what's it actually a celebration of? And how did this peculiar custom originate? The word itself, Halloween, actually has its origins in the Catholic Church. It comes from contracted corruption of All Hallows' Eve, which was a time that they got together to in observance of the saints, of the dead saints. But in the 5th century BC in Ireland, The summer officially ended on October 31st. The holiday was called Samhain or Samhain, the Celtic New Year. The story says that on that day, the disembodied spirits of all those who had died throughout the preceding year would come back in search of living bodies. Does it sound holy so far? It was believed to be their only hope for the afterlife. The Celts believed all the laws of space and time were suspended during this time, allowing the spirit world to intermingle with the living. Naturally, the still living did not want to be possessed. We are possessed by the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, but that's not even true because we have allowed the Holy Spirit to come in. You see, Jesus doesn't take possession of anybody. He doesn't say, you know what? You're mine, like it or not. He says to us, will you come to me? And if you will, I will enter your body. My Holy Spirit will enter you and give you power and show you fun like you can only imagine. In John 10:10, I have come that you might have life and that more abundantly, that more fun, that more exciting. That's what Jesus came for. So we would understand the true freedom that is only in Jesus Christ. So on the night of October 31st, the villagers would extinguish their fires in their homes to make them cold and undesirable. They would then dress up in all manner of ghoulish costumes and noisily parade around the neighborhood, being as destructive as possible in order to frighten away the spirits so their bodies wouldn't be possessed. You see, they were trying to fool the spirits. Look, you don't want to come in here. This is a bad body. They're trying to fool the spirits. Some accounts tell how the Celts would burn someone at the stake who was thought to already have been possessed as a sort of lesson to the spirits. Look, if you possess a body, you get the wrong one, we're going to burn you, and you ain't going to want to be in there. The Romans adopted the Celtic practices as their own. But in the first century A.D., Samhain was now assimilated into the celebrations of some of those other Roman traditions that took place in October, such as the Day of Honor for Pomona, the Roman goddess of fruit and trees, which is probably where bobbing for apples came from. The custom of trick-or-treat is thought to have originated not with the Irish, but with the 9th century Europeans, who they called it souling, the Europeans. On November 2nd, All Souls Day, early Christians would walk around the village begging for cakes. And with these cakes, the more cakes that they could get, the more prayers that they could offer to get their loved ones' souls out of hell. So sounds holy so far? The jack-o'-lantern probably comes from the Irish folklore. As the tale is told, a man named Jack, who was a notorious drunkard and a trickster, tricked Satan into climbing into a tree. Jack then carved the image of a cross on the tree, trapping the devil up in the tree. He promised him that he would let him down if he would never tempt him again. So Jack's got Satan up the tree. He says, you can come down if you never tempt me again. And the tale goes on that when Jack died, because of his drunkard and trickster attitude, he could not get into heaven, but neither could he get into hell because he had tricked the devil. And so now he is stalking and walking about on this earth. And so we put up, at that point in time, it was turnips. There'd be little small things over here. The pumpkin was found to be more prevalent, so they made the pumpkin. They put an ember or a candle in that pumpkin to keep the spirit of Jack out of your house. It sounds exactly like Jesus would have done. Has God changed? Is it okay now that we partake in evil? 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says that we should avoid the very appearance of evil. We should avoid the very appearance of evil. A lot of the costumes that I see does not look like they're avoiding appearance of anything. If they are not sexually desiring, they are ghoulish and fiendish, and the more junk you get on them these days to make them more real life, the better. Avoid the very appearance of evil. Well, Rick, it's all right to dress up like a hooker on this one day. Has God changed? God has not given the Halloween over to Satan, by the way. We've done that. As Christians, we've done that. Because it seems harmless to us. Wait a minute, that's just our culture. That's just harmless. That's just harmless fun. It hurts my soul every single year to see all the harmless fun. It makes me ache to see the harmless fun going on. To see otherwise Christians on Sunday dressing up like vampires with blood dripping off and hearts sticking out of their chest in some kind of a costume, or death angels. And not everybody dresses like that. Some dress, they try to dress in nice costumes. We're gonna dress in nice costumes. You're still enjoying the time, the day. Basically, you're still agreeing with the day. 1 Corinthians 10:1-13, "For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers, that our forefathers were under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea." They all passed through the sea and they were on dry ground and they were led by Jesus Christ Himself. And they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And they all ate the same spiritual food and they drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert. And now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Should I read that again? Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, got up to indulge in pagan revelry. Have you looked at Halloween lately? Looks like pagan revelry to me. It doesn't look like anything that I want to invite down the aisles of this church. I had even thought about putting some of the costumes on the screen, and I said, no, it's not anything I want to show in this sanctuary. Is that the way that you want to show up on a Sunday? What if Halloween is on Sunday morning? Let's all dress in costume. We all dress in like that evil stuff. It's just fun. It's just that one day of the year. It doesn't matter. It's easy. Nothing to it. God doesn't matter if you're evil just one day a year. Why would we be excited about being evil when our Lord and Savior took such pains? You know, I was looking at a video just a couple of days ago of Jesus, of the crucifixion, and how they drug Him in before the Sanhedrin, and they stood Him there, and they yelled all kinds of obscenities at Him, and the Sanhedrin leaders were calling Him a liar, and they were rebuking Him for being the son of Satan. And He took all of that. And they pronounced Him guilty, and they drug Him out with the Roman soldiers, and they hung Him over this tree, and they bound His arms, and they stripped His robe off of Him, and they took a lash that had leather in the strips, and it had little pieces of glass and stone tied in that leather. And two soldiers took him as he was strapped on that tree, on that log, or on that bench, whatever it was they strapped him to, and they began to beat him and lash him at the end, on his back, so much so that many of it curled around into his stomach and his side, and they had to pull loose because it's ripping and tearing his skin. And then they untied him from that, and they carried him back before Pontius Pilate, and they said, "Look, isn't this good enough? Pontius Pilate, isn't this good enough? I've beat him up for you." And they said, "Crucify him." And they made him carry. Imagine if you were beat with all those lashes. Most of us would have probably died right there. We'd already died on that. But instead, he carried the cross most of the way. Crossbar, whatever it was, probably just the crossbar that he was tied to, most of the way until he could go no longer. And then a man was told to help him carry the crossbar. And then they allowed him to fall on the crossbar and nailed him to that cross. And then they stood him up, and there probably was a good 3 feet or 4 feet hole down in there so the cross would stand. And as they bring him to the top and he's on those nails and it jams down into the ground because of that 3 foot drop the cross has to do, they had placed a crown of thorns on top of his head that they say would have caused such migraines that you can't even imagine those thorns sticking into his skull. And then he hung there for us, so that we could celebrate evil on one day a year. It blows my mind. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. How we as Christians can even put up with a thing, let alone partake in it. I don't understand. I know God is not saying He doesn't understand, because He does. Because He understands you. He understands you. He understands what's in your heart. He understands what's in yours. He understands the blackness of my heart. So He had to send His Son so He can't see that black heart any longer. We should not test the Lord as some of them did and were killed by snakes. Do not grumble as some of them did and were written down as warnings for us on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm... So if you think you are standing firm, Paul says, be careful that you don't fall. You want to be an example to those who are seeking this freedom that we have. Let me tell you about fun. Brother Rick Powell is going to be buried today at 2 o'clock. Phillips and Lucky. That's fun. What? What do you mean that's fun? That's morbid, Rick. It's a funeral. Have y'all been to any Christian funerals lately? Boy, I have. You know, those people are going to be crying because their friend, their loved one, their father, their uncle is going to be gone for a while. But you know, when I leave... Sometimes on a trip or something, if it's going to be a long time, my wife has cried. I've even cried. We're going on a trip away from each other for a while. Maybe you've got a loved one that lives, you know, way a long way, and you know you're not going to see him for a year or two, and maybe you've wept for them because, man, I don't really want you to have to go, but I know you have to. But you know what? You know you're going to see him again. the tears of joy because of the fun time you just had, but they're also tears of remorse because you know you're going to miss them. They're gone for a while. Maybe even some of you wives that your husbands have to work far off, and you know, maybe they shed a few tears sometimes when they have to leave. But you know what? Those are fun tears because you know they're coming back. You see, that's fun. If you are a Christian, you are going to a resurrection service. You are going to a service to where this person is already alive in Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you what's not fun. Going to a funeral that they don't know Jesus. That is a hard, hard time. Because there's no hope. Avoid even the very appearance of evil. No temptation has seized you which except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. All of the temptations that come to us each and every day, God gives us a way out so we can live in that freedom of Jesus Christ. The way out is Jesus Christ. The way out is that we are walking in the holy power of the Holy Spirit. That's where the fun comes in. The fun comes in when you gather in a congregation such as this and revel in the fact that we have eternal life in Jesus Christ. Halloween was derived from the evil in men's hearts. That's where it came from. It's not a harmless celebration. It is a celebration of evil from its inception until now. Period. It should be obvious to us as Christians. Unfortunately, it's not. There's probably some out there right now that say, I'll be glad when this message is over because this is a bunch of hooey. That's okay. Because see, it's not for me to be the Holy Spirit. That's for God. That's God's job. He has told me to be the messenger. He has called me to come and give you the truth. Amen. Amen. Whether you want to hear the truth or not is going to be between you and God. It's not between me and you. If you want to come to me after the service and say, how dare you preach that sermon to me when you know this. I preach what I know God wants me to preach. If somebody is talking to you, it's not me. I can tell you that right now. If you're having a problem with this message, it's not me that is speaking to you. It is Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit who hung on the cross that you might have eternal salvation so that you would turn away from evil and turn to Him and show the world what it is to be a people that celebrates and worships a holy God.
Thank you for joining with us on this segment of His Gospel Power. I'm Rick Hurtless. This is a listener-supported ministry, so I'm asking for your help. You could help in many ways. You could go to Amazon.com and buy any one of my books. If you just type in Rick Hurtless, you can take a look at the different books that I offer. My latest book is True Freedom. And, of course, you can go to my website, HisGospelPower.org, HisGospelPower.org. And there is a donate button on that website. You can click on that website. You can make a donation that way. Or if you would just like to mail it the old-fashioned way, mail your checks to P.O. Box 1569, P.O. Box 1569, Rockdale, Texas, 76567. And I would appreciate your help in this matter and, in fact, with any future support that you would like to give to this radio ministry, if it is blessing you, if you are hearing the Word of God and you are being fed on this radio broadcast, it would be my honor to accept your donation so that I might keep bringing it to you.
Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed.